The avian hybrids have been in containment under my supervision, but on the morning of the 28th, Maximum and the other four made an unexpected escaped attempt from the North Adams facility. Ma'am, I tried. Luckily, Eraser Team Gamma was in the area. I anticipated that the avian hybrids would return to their prior containment area and deployed Eraser Team to deal with them. They left their dog behind. Well, in the meantime, I notified Dr. Blatchester that I felt his presence would be needed to contain the avian hybrids. I knew he could be on the scene if I needed him to be. Also, I knew that Dr. Bachelor had worked with the avian hybrids before, and that he had previously had success in reducing the magnitude of any accidents they caused. The avian hybrids arrived and retrieved their dog. The leader of the Eraser Team requested permission to engage in aerial pursuit. But given the avian hybrids' reputation for great damage when allowed to remain airborne, I refused. We kept Maximum distracted. Without their leader, the rest of the group is essentially helpless. So we had to enact Protocol Omega-17. I'm sure you're familiar with it, ma'am. Anyway, after the avian hybrids continued on their way, the Eraser Team had difficulty utilizing the new tranquilizer gun design, and furthermore, I believe they were unprepared to deal with the amount of aerial prowess possessed by the avian hybrids. Yes, sir. Containment T-Beam 5 has been deployed from our American facility near Dade City. They should rendezvous quite soon. You won't have to. I'm sure we can afford to leave off testing to them in order to save ourselves the effort of repeatedly capturing them. If we leave them alone, they likely won't go anywhere. We can remotely monitor their location through chips. That removes the necessity to pay for a monitoring team.